W5 something, lots of QRM. W5 substation, go ahead.
W5 Whiskey November.
W5 Whiskey November. That sounds familiar. Is that you, Jim?
Roger, Roger, Roger. Carl, I'm really kind of perplexed about all that's going on right now. I'm not sticking up for you. I'm not your proponent or your whatever. I'm not posting under the internet forums or whatever. And I just said I'm trying to remain neutral. And I tried to cam KZ8O a few minutes ago and it never came back. But anyway, I just want to make that clear. I'm not on your side, I'm not on his side. This is a very, very, very bad situation. I don't like the foul language that I hear from you. But anyway, I just wanted to make it clear. I'm not in the fight. D7K W5WN.
Roger, Roger, Jim. I can't recall the last time I had an email from you either, Jim.
You, Mike, and I wish you the best. God bless.
With these animals, and I'm not trying to lead you anywhere, Jim. You know, having a fickle friend is worse than having a good enemy. So I'm not trying to lead you anywhere, but trying to be neutral with these animals. And I use the word advisedly. Notice I'm not going to swear with you. But being neutral with evil, Jim, is not going to get you anywhere in this world or the next. Jim, I'm not looking for allies. I revel in being the Canadian Army of One. And I'm converting to the Muslim faith, Jim. Allah Akbar. Jim, sitting on the fence is going to be very uncomfortable for you. As you have no doubt already observed, your neutrality, strictly observed, obviously is not sufficient. May I recommend one of two things as a consequence, Jim? Go join Brian Crow, K3, Vomit Radio, and that 500-pound tub of lard at Mikey Guernsey, Kilo Zulu 8 Oscar, or gird your miserable American loins. Jim, if you find my commentary to be somewhat strident, it's because it tracks pretty well how I look at the situation of individuals who, in the face of evil, say, a pox on both your houses. It reminds me of Warsaw in 1944. A pox on all your houses, Jim, I say, from a Polish perspective. You're all of the same kind, especially with your name. When somebody spits in your face, Jim, don't tell me it's raining. Over.
I stick up for all of the American heritage and the rights, and, you know, I know you don't like KZ8O, you don't like N1FM, you don't like K3DR, but let's give them a chance in the American judicial system to step what that needs to occur. Let's do that. The system is the best system in the world, and we don't need to condemn them without them having a chance to give their side of the court. But let them have their day in court, Paul. Let them have their day in court. You don't speak for all of us, Polacks. You don't speak for me. You don't speak for me, Jim Popularski. But. You know, I'm not going to take your side. I'm not going to take the other side. I'm going to be neutral. Until you get your day in court, you can have an ally.
ally or whatever. I'm not your ally, and I want that to be known. And
I haven't been unduly marked
as your ally
when I am not your ally.
I'm not your friend, but you know, I am definitely not your enemy, Carl.
So that's what I want to make clear. But I'm not the enemy of K3DR. I'm not the enemy of KZ8O or M1FM.
You don't need to fight with your enemies. Turn the other cheek.
V7KFM, W5WM.
Jeff, you've been brainwashed. You've been brainwashed, and your arguments don't hold water.
I'm disappointed in you.
At this day in court, Jim, they never gave me the benefit of any doubt. And there were many of them. There were like entire handfuls of them. And there still are.
Having access to ClearZ and EHAM, for example,
where they pilloried me for
3 years,
sometimes in multiple threads with my name and or call sign or other description in the title. Multiple threads per day.
And you're squealing because you're being attacked on some fraudulent website?
And wrapping yourself up in a stupid fucking American flag a little while ago, sending out peace signals saying I'm not with stupid, and I just have a Polish name because of accident of birth. You're being harsh on you're not being harsh on the people who are taking you to the woodshed, attacking you presumably. According to what you said, because of your name.
I think you better pick up the phone and call Dombrowski and tell him to change his fucking name, Jim, I think you should get a big mirror and a hand mirror and take a look and see if there isn't a huge, wide, yellow stripe running down your spine, on your back, Jim, because I tell you, I'm not impressed. I'm not fucking impressed. You're critical of me. You've been really critical of me. I've been critical of myself, Jeff. And I said I wasn't going to use obscene language,
Jeff. You don't know how to spell principle, Jim. Do you know how to spell principle?
I hope they put the fucking boots to you, Bartomarski. And I hope they put the boots to you because of your fucking Polish-sounding name. You're no Pole, Jim. You're a fucking coward, Jim.
I think you should go and join the fuckers. It will be easier on you.
The retirement package is better on that side, Jim.
If I say Jim Popularski's a good guy,
come on, I'd be lying.
Because he's a whip, obviously. But number two, they would redouble the efforts to try to put the boots to you. I think the best solution to your problem, Jim, and I didn't know you had one, because I don't go to that website.
But Jim, I think our non-association is over.
I think you should change your Polish name to something like Meyer. Jim, would be... Jim Meyer would sound just about right.
Jim, you're a disgrace to your Polish name.
And I'm sorry that I come to the defense of ethnic Poles and stupid lad.
You've had your brain washed. It's too late for you, Jim.
You're fucked. You're going down. You're sitting on the fence and it's very uncomfortable. Jim, I'm speechless. I'm fucking speechless, Jim. And don't invoke God into the equation.
Psychobabbling that shit.
Don't try to invoke God into the equation. And fuck you on the horse you rode in on, over.
Carl. God bless you, Carl. Calm down a little bit. And think about what you said, think about what I said. But you know what? I'm not against you.
I hope you embrace your Catholic religion. And I am all for the Polish nation, all of us that have Polish heritage. Carl, I'm not against you, but I'm not for you and all of your vile language. I serve my country. It was just because I talked to you. I've had 4 years of hell, okay? I'll accept that. I'll accept that call. I've been going through hell for 4 years because I talked to you. Carl, tone it down. Please tone it down. And realize the world is not against you because you're Polish. I'm Polish. I've had all the Polish jokes. I've had all that stuff that I had to endure. But you know, Carl, it's not because you're Polish. I know that there was some frequency disputes on the radio about the Polish calling frequency, but I had nothing to do with. I don't even have. I don't understand the Polish language. I know about 5 or 6 words of Polish. I love KZNO, I love K3R, I love NYSM. I love all of my fellow citizens of the world. Carl, don't fight it. Get back to your Christian, your Catholic roots, Carl. I don't know what else to say. You know, it's just one of those things that there's been a lot of fighting on both sides. On the other side, they've all written me off because they think I'm on your side. And nobody on the other side ever sent me an email or tried to talk to me or that. Because you don't even have a Polish name. You have but you know what? You claim to be Polish heritage. And anyway, 7-3, I love you, Carl. I love all the Americans. But I don't want to be on here anymore because the only reason I'm on here is because my name came up. I am the example of what happens with you that call sign on 14313. Hey, Carl, 7-3, God love you. God love Americans. God love America. B7KFM, W5WR.
You're too stupid for words, Jim. You're too stupid for words. Shoot them first, recite the Pledge of Allegiance later, and let Allah and the FCC sort it out. The Pledge of Allegiance, my God. You know, what can I say? Just shoot them, Luke. Recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and everything will be the American way. But first things first, just shoot them, Luke. There is no other solution, obviously. K3AQ, Victor Echo 7, Kilo Foxtrot Mike. Get on with the fucking grunt, FCC, or I'm going to start putting the boots to you. Oh, and by the way, chop chop, they're going to chop your fucking legs off, Mike. Chop chop, remember, chop chop, I told you. Chop chop, Mikey, chop chop, they're coming off, chop chop. Chop chop, Mikey, the legs are coming off, chop chop. Chop chop, Mikey. The F3C better get on with the fucking grunt, or I'm going to put the boots to them. Not just Laura Douchebag Smith, but the entire FCC. Well, you know, this really is a perfect example of your government and even society in action. This is the reason why they're shooting Americans around the world. You're a perverse nation, Luke. I hate to say this. Mainly because you're our neighbors and we can't change you like we change our lodge and songs. Yeah, we're stuck with you. And we're identified with you in many ways. We speak the same language, eat the same hamburgers, and increasingly, you know, have shit for brains. But I do my bit. Luke, you do your bit. A few others do their bit. But the vast majority of you, it's too late. For the vast majority of you, it's too late. You've been brainwashed. You're fucked. You're fucked, Luke. Your country's fucked and you're going down. And Jim Popularski is calling, you know, says he loves Brian Crow, N1FM, and Kilo Zulu 8 Oscar. And then he has some things for me to consider, like, you know, not use the colorful language. I say, fuck him. What do you say? But I want a lengthier synopsis of what you heard, and more importantly, what you inferred and what you think of the entire situation. I'm fucking disgusted, over. ¶¶